So that's the sound of salmon being cooked by my dad on this Wednesday, 5th of February 2014. I've just got home from work and just thought I'd tell you, got a really, really friendly driver on the way back from the station to my house. First of all, I was a little bit peeved off because he kind of overshot the bus stop by like a meter or something, which is kind of annoying when you have to turn around and go down the length of the bus and find the stop. But, you know, once it got on, he was like, indicated to me where I should tap my Oyster. I already knew this, but it was helpful anyway. And he told me where there was a free seat, which I took. And then he asked me where I wanted to get off. And this was all in, despite the fact that the announcements were going on, and definitely applauded his efforts. Just because the bus was quite crowded, he gave me the option to get off at the front. And, you know, I think that's really applaudable, because he was talking to me, he was asking me, he took all the initiative, to be honest, and there have been so many situations where I've wished that has happened, so that's great. And I've been reading this book, because I work in marketing. It's called Contagious: How to Build Up Word of Mouth in the Digital Age, and it's by a guy called Jonah Berger. And it's a really good book, actually. It talks about how you can make content go viral. And I think it's useful for a lot of people, maybe on Audioboo, who might be interested in this kind of thing. And that's for whatever. And he talks about six practices, which are social currency. A product should have triggers, in the environmental triggers. It should have emotion, public. Should be in the public a lot of the time. Is it being talked about? So on. Should have practical value. Is it useful? And it should have a story or a narrative. Steps with double P is a good way of remembering those six principles. And it really is a great book because he's got fantastic examples. For example, in the introduction, he talks about a company called Blendtec, which wasn't doing very well. But when they hired the marketing director, he found that there was a load of sawdust on the floor. And he asked the guy, the owner, why there was. And he said that he frequently tested the power of his blenders and tried to break them with things just to see how powerful they were. So this gave him a great idea. And eventually they produced all these great videos of a blender blending an iPhone to dust, which isn't a very cheap thing to do, I guess, but it kind of shows the amazing, awesome power of the blender. And there's a lot of like ad campaigns that he refers to. For example, the one I just read was on the train, was the Parisian Love video, which featured somebody finding love through Google search. So, for example, he was asking about Paris and studying abroad, and then he's talking about how to translate words into French, and he meets his French girl, and then Parisian wedding venues, and so on and so forth. And it was just showing how even something like Google can bring some sort of emotion. So it's full of really interesting examples, and it's definitely got me thinking about how I can do my job better. So I hope everybody's doing well, and bye bye.